We'll join in prayer, followed by the Lord's Prayer. Gracious, loving God, we do thank you for so many things. There's so many things going on in the world, both personally and individually, corporately. Donnie and I were talking this morning about how time seems to be flying, that the world seems to be going faster and faster. But we know the world is continuing to turn on its axis at the same speed as you created it. But I think the reason why we feel as though the time is going so fast is that we're getting closer to your return. But Father, in the meantime, we want to lift up all the people that mention prayers aloud. There's always some that's not mentioned aloud. There's always some that we don't know about. But Father, we just thank you to know that we have a personal relationship with you and that we have hope. No matter what takes place in this old world, we have the security of the blessed hope to spend eternity with you and to return with you whenever you come back. But in the meantime, Lord, we like it here, and we want to be able to do the best that we can one moment at a time. And thank you for the disciples asking you to teach them how to pray, and you did. As we pray the prayer that you taught to the disciples by praying, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen.